Of this we are all witnesses. It's a great joy to read during this Easter season the Acts of the Apostles. There was something that happened, and there were witnesses to that thing that happened, namely Jesus Christ rising from the dead. And of course, it's not just witnesses of just something happens, like, oh yeah, I saw that. But the resurrection has a specific impact that it made on these disciples of Christ that wasn't just an acknowledgement of something happening, but something that completely changed their lives. That they were witnesses to something, and as a result of witnessing that, nothing could stay the same for them, that their entire lives had to change. And they witnessed to this fact by even the shedding of their blood. Of course, we know the Greek word for witness is martyr. That's literally what martyr means, to witness. That they were willing to testify to what they saw, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They were willing to testify to that, even to the point of shedding their blood. And of course, we're called to do the same. Just think of the amazing history of it. There was an event, the resurrection of Christ, the death and resurrection, and people have been testifying to that for 2,000 years, that this is why we're Catholic, because they said, we saw this, it happened, and they told the next generation, all the way to today. And we can honestly say, just in the past few days, that we've seen it represented in our beautiful liturgies here, that we too are witnesses. We have seen Christ die, and we have seen him rise again. And by the gift of faith, we proclaim that. But it's not without impact that we have to bear witness to it in our very lives, that nothing can stay the same. After we've seen Jesus Christ rise from the dead, that our lives have to bear witness to it, what we do, not just the fact that we say, yeah, it happened, but our entire lives bear witness to the fact that Jesus is risen, and now the world is a completely different place. Our lives are completely different. And so don't be afraid. In the gospel today, so beautiful, Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, literally running around. It's such a crazy event that they can't contain themselves. And so our Easter joy should bear witness and testify to the fact that we know Christ. We know him risen from the dead. And we should not be afraid to bear witness to that out in the entire world. We should be renewed in spreading that Easter message of joy and saying alleluia in bearing witness to it with our entire lives, not worrying about what other people think, but bearing witness to the fact that Jesus Christ is risen and our lives will never be the same.